Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and this is a Bookshelf, the program that introduces a book every week. Family is where love, passion, and ambition emanate from. It's where sacrifice lies. The family is where our closest and most trusted circle of people exist, and it's the circle we fret about the most. Perhaps one of life's most remarkable organizations is the family. The amount of stress a family can relieve from one of its members without even trying is unbelievable. You can just sit there in the corner and watch your loved ones with amazement. It's fun, every moment of it. When you feel unmotivated and wonder, why am I doing this again? You remember, ah yes, because family. You remember this will put a smile on a mother, a daughter, a son, a brother or sister, or their children, or a smile on the wife. That makes you calm. That makes you ambitious again. Sometimes we are told to love God more than our own family. That just goes to show how precious and dear a family is, that it can be used to show how much love God deserves. Even if not our true parents, we are born into a family, one way or another. We are raised in that family and grow until it is time to make our own one and produce new children to keep the tradition going. Each phase of this life delivers its own joys and sorrows, fun and challenge, and expectations and surprises, much of which we never expected. So it's always good to have good friends and good guides through life. We only live once, better if we live it with foresight. After the short break, we shall introduce a book about family.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We were talking about the importance of family and the value of studying the various phases a family should expect. Today we introduce a short and yet informative book about this topic. It's called Family Life by Aisha Matuku, and it's been published by Bilal Muslim Mission of Tanzania in a 36-page book. The contents of this book are... Section 1 is basically called family, and then section 2 talks about formation of a family, the relationship between hope and success in the family, raising children in Islam, methods of religious training, feeding and guiding children, how to build your child's confidence, Islam and manners, how to develop self-esteem, outside influences on children. Bilal Muslim Mission of Tanzania is a Shia organization established in East Africa some 50 years ago through the efforts of Sayyid Saeed Akhtar Rizvi and Hussein Nasser Walji and other dedicated volunteers. Bilal is the name of a famous African Sahabi who was the first to recite the Adhan for all Muslims of the Kaaba. We're going to take a short break and then read an excerpt of the book.
Seven barometric pressure.
Come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf, and today I'm going to be reading Section 9, How to Develop Self-Esteem, from the book Family Life. How you feel about yourself affects every aspect of your life, including place of work, in relationship, and as a parent. It is the key to success or failure and instrumental in understanding yourself and others. Self-esteem has two components, a feeling of personal competence and a feeling of personal worth. It reflects a belief in your ability to cope with the challenges of life, and it is your right to be happy. It is the ability to value you with dignity, love, and respect. The higher your self-esteem, the more resilient, creative, and ambitious, and as a result, successful you're likely to be. Self-esteem is not a static condition, and it is always a matter of degree. No one is entirely lacking in positive self-esteem. One way to measure self-esteem is to evaluate your ability to authentically be your true self. Am I generally honest with myself about what I am feeling, accepting and experiencing my emotions without feeling compelled to act on them? In the process of growing up, confidence and self-respect can be nurtured or undermined, depending on whether children are loved and valued as they are, and encouraged to trust themselves and their feelings. Strict, attentive parents who set unrealistic, ever higher goals for children can just cause as much as parents who are indifferent and do not demand enough. The average child has been reprimanded an estimated 150,000 times by the age of 12. As a result, it is not surprising that people become excessively self-critical, out of touch with their feelings, and look outside themselves for approval. This can lead to a desperate need for recognition and status from others, and an internal pressure to be perfect. People who do attain success without developing positive self-esteem go through life feeling like imposters, fearing exposure. Often people look for self-confidence and self-respect everywhere except within themselves. They say, if I only could get the promotion, the new car, or the admiration of others, then I would really feel good about myself. This quest is doomed to failure because it is only in the way we respond to ourselves, giving ourselves the love and approval we are looking for, that creates the feeling of peace and success.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Alright, so that's that. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. Like I said, the book is short, and I can't imagine anyone who cannot make use of a book like this. 36 pages is 5 pages a day until our next program. That's really easy to achieve. In the meantime, why don't you use the information you learn from this book to help others with their family issues? Till next week, from me and the whole team here on Bookshelf, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.